USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter is trying to block Elon Musk from buying the company. The so-called poison pill plan allows shareholders to buy additional shares at a steep discount in order to prevent anyone from gaining a majority stake in the social media platform. The move is a way to dilute Musk's stake in Twitter and prevent a hostile takeover. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck is all in favor of Musk buying Twitter, as he believes it will improve free speech in big tech.
The real challenge, though, is to make sure that we have a competition across the board, Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, as well as Twitter.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the United States and NATO allies are ready to impose more sanctions on Russia while providing more security assistance to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A new coronavirus test is getting the go-ahead by the FDA.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that uses breath samples. The Inspect IR COVID-19 breathalyzer is now available for use in medical facilities and mobile testing sites. In a study, the breathalyzer accurately identified 91.2% of positive tests. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Medical experts are trying to determine why nearly 100 people associated with the New Jersey school developed brain tumors. Some 94 former staff and students from Colonia High School in the Woodbridge Township School District have developed rate malignant brain tumors. Beginning this weekend, researchers will be conducting radiological tests at the school's 28-acre campus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Worshippers are gathering at the Vatican to celebrate Good Friday service. Pope Francis praying with the crowd at St. Peter's Basilica.
Conserva in nobis opus misericordiae tue, utius misterii participatione, perpetua devotione vivamos, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
It marks the first time a large crowd has been able to gather for a service at the Vatican since before the COVID-19 pandemic. A defamation trial between two Hollywood stars continues.
A former marriage counselor for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard said the actors engaged in mutual abuse in a taped deposition that was played in a Fairfax, Virginia courtroom as part of a defamation trial. Dr. Laurel Anderson was the couple's counselor in 2015. Johnny Depp is seeking $50 million from Heard in the defamation trial, a response to her 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post, in which she said she was a victim of domestic violence. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Ohio State Buckeyes football team will hold a tribute tomorrow for former OSU quarterback Dwayne Haskins, who died last weekend. Players will honor Haskins during the team's spring game by wearing DH stickers on their helmets. There will also be a pregame moment of silence and a video of Haskins' Buckeyes highlights at halftime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.